those who are willing to sacrifice others rise up in the system at every level. It doesn't have to be the musicians or the Hollywood or whatever. If they're willing to sacrifice somebody else, they're going to rise up. Corporate system, whatever. They will imply to some leader to do something to stay afloat, and that leader will either choose to do it or won't choose to do it. And this is why the system makes narcissists. Do you think that people are born narcissistic? I don't think so. I think the system makes them that way. I guess some people have a repulsion against the truth, you know, but God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, so God is going to do whatever he can to pull somebody into the truth. But even from a child, if you remember when you were a child, you had some people around, some kids around you that loved the dark side. They loved the lies. They loved to do things that you knew wasn't right. Even as a child, you knew it wasn't right, but they tried to pull you in and you said no. And that's when they tried to bully you or tried to do whatever, because you wouldn't run with them to their game. You wouldn't be in part of their little gang, you know. I remember one time as a kid, they were building some apartments, and I went down there, and a bunch of kids from the neighborhood were at the top of the hill, and they had built spears out of wood, and they were playing King of the Hill with real spears, you know, throwing spears at people. And I was like, man, what if that spear hits somebody? What if y'all really do get hit somebody and somebody gets stabbed to death? And I think I said something. They said, it ain't gonna happen, blah, blah, blah. They were actually trying to throw spears at people with a sharp point. That's when I said, something ain't right. I think I said it before, but I just kept seeing something wasn't right. You know, something wasn't right in the system. And all the football games and all the hockey games and all the boxings, fighting, teaching kids how to fight from an early age, you know. The whole, I don't care if it's churches, I don't care if it's businesses, I don't care if it's football, basketball, they're trying to pull you into a system. Fraternities, sororities, they want to pull you into some organization, some club, some culture, some red versus blue system. And they want you to fight for that. They want you to get your identity out of that system and fight for that system tooth and nail. And become a proselyte. In other words, if you join Amway, you got to go to the Amway meetings. If you join any kind of cult or ism or church, you got to go to their meetings to build up that church, that denomination. You got to be a part of that group. They want you a part of their group. They don't like independent thinkers. It blows your mind, to be honest. I heard another podcaster talking about something similar to this. I don't know if I had to listen to it again, but it's funny how certain topics come up across the board. But I came to the conclusion that everything was to hide the truth. And the way they do it is they create these systems to get you to join a works-based system to be good enough. You got to join the tree huggers. Or you got to join the abortion movement to cancel abortion, which we know it's wrong. But why do you have to join a club? You got to join the, I mean, it can be good things, but it's to get you to join some club to fight and exert your energy on this one little topic when the whole problem is the gospel. You must be born again. And so if they can get you on a little diversion topic, even if it's a good thing, is to divert people from the gospel, from the truth. Because if somebody got saved, they would know that abortion's murder. They would know that. And it's usually some coworkers or somebody in the neighborhood or some family member or some childhood friend. Well, let's go do this. They want you in some hobby. They want you in some kind of... The clubs are everywhere. Video games, golfing. That's something that came to mind the other day. They want you all golfing together. What's that about? You got to join. You got to get all. Y'all got to be golfers. If you're high up in business, you got to golf. The salesman. If you're high up in a business, you got to network with the salesman and go golfing. You got to go to the bar and drink. Got to go to club. You got to go do this. It's all about keeping that club going, keeping that business going, keeping that system in place, you know. And like I say, it could be good things. I mean, it's okay to make a living. Don't get me wrong. The Bible says, in all labor there's profit. Be fruitful and multiply. But they want to get you so drained on this world that you don't give the good news about the afterlife, you know. Could you imagine? Could you imagine what the pressure the Hollywood people are under? Can you imagine the pressure the musicians are under? They said the Diddy guy had a bunch of cameras so he could blackmail people. See, it's all about blackmail. It's all about if you're in the club, they have to, like, in other words, let's say they let you into their world. They got to be, if it's an agent, they got to have them blackmailed. So they don't know who's an agent. They can't trust anybody. Why would they have to blackmail anybody? Because they don't trust people. What's that one lady who husband divorced her? She wants to rise up to the top, right? Bobby Altruff, you know, the new one who's trying to rise up and get rich and be popular. So she sacrificed her husband, her children, just to become popular. Wonder how that's going to work out. She's trying to probably marry some millionaire or billionaire. Trying to network, rise up in the network, you know. So not only is it in Hollywood music, it's in social media. They're trying to rise up in the system. Corporations, government, politics, the politicians are doing it. How come all them politicians are like 90 years old? Why don't they let some new blood in? And think about it. If they're all behind the scenes working together, they're going to say, well, you got to play this role. I need you to question Jeff Bezos about his company in front of Congress. And I need you to play this role. And we're going to play this role. And we're going to make the American people think that you're really looking after, you're watching Amazon or you're watching Facebook. You're really watching these people and make sure they're not hurting the American people. But it's just a show, you know. It's just a show. And if you don't do your part, you're not a part of the club. So they have to step into that acting role. Congress is a bunch of actors, you know. Corporate CEOs, actors. Elon Musk, actor. PayPal people, actors. It's all actors. Thank you. They're all actors. And when you punch that 8 o'clock time clock, you become an actor, and you know it. You don't really want to be there. You'd rather be running your own business, but they made it so hard now to start a business where you make a decent living. Get to work 16-hour days to build it up. So it's all about sacrificing somebody to rise up in the system. And they have to bring a third party in who's not compromised to try to take down some people so they can move the next person in, you know. And they have to create all the drama to keep people distracted on the news by something else. They have to create Hollywood or comedian or actor drama, I mean musician drama, to keep people distracted from what's going on. So whether it's football, basketball, fireworks, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, it's all distraction to keep you busy in the maze that you don't realize. You're just repeating the same stuff over and over, and you're in a maze like a hamster on a hamster wheel. They don't want you to see it.